The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the small, unassuming town of Pontefract, West Yorkshire, there stands a house that has become infamous for being one of the most terrifying poltergeist cases ever recorded. The house, located at 30 East Drive, was once the quiet home of the Pritchard family. But in the 1960s, it became the stage for a series of violent and terrifying events that would make headlines and draw the attention of paranormal investigators from all over the world. The entity that came to haunt this ordinary family was unlike anything they could have imagined. Known as the Black Monk of Pontefract, it remains one of the most well-documented hauntings in British history. The Pritchard family, Joe, his wife, Jean, their teenage son, Philip, and their young daughter, Diane, moved into 30 East Drive in the summer of 1966. It was a modest council house in a quiet neighborhood, the kind of place where nothing much ever seemed to happen. For the first few days, everything was normal. The family settled in, unpacked their belongings, and began their new life. But it wasn't long before they noticed that something was very wrong. It started with a strange coldness in certain parts of the house. At first, it was easy to dismiss as a draft or poor insulation. After all, it was an older house. But the cold spots weren't just in one or two places. They seemed to move, drifting from room to room without any apparent cause. Along with the cold came a distinct musty odor, like damp earth, that would suddenly fill the air before vanishing just as quickly. Then there were the sounds. At night, when the house was quiet and still, the Pritchards would hear footsteps, slow and deliberate, pacing the floors above them. But when they went to investigate, they would find the rooms empty. One afternoon, as the family sat in the living room, they noticed something even stranger. A fine white dust began to fall from the ceiling, blanketing the furniture and the floor in a thick layer. The source of the dust was a mystery. There were no cracks in the ceiling, no apparent leaks, and no logical explanation for what they were witnessing. The family brushed it off as some kind of odd household quirk, but they couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching them. Soon, the activity became more aggressive. Faucets would turn on by themselves, flooding the kitchen and bathroom. Furniture began to move on its own, often in front of the family's eyes. Chairs would slide across the floor. Cupboards would open and close, and heavy objects were hurled across rooms as if by an unseen hand. The Pritchards, growing increasingly frightened, didn't know where to turn. They were experiencing what can only be described as a haunting. But the intensity of the events suggested that this was no ordinary ghost. As the weeks went by, the activities centered on one member of the family in particular, Diane, the young daughter. It seemed that whatever entity was haunting the house had focused its attention on her, and its intentions were far from benign. Diane began to experience physical attacks from the unseen force. She was pushed, scratched, and slapped by invisible hands, leaving her with painful bruises and deep welts on her skin. One night, as she climbed the stairs to her bedroom, Diane was grabbed by her hair and dragged screaming up the stairs by an unseen entity. Her family rushed to her aid, but there was no one else in the house. The attacks on Diane were relentless. At times, she would be thrown from her bed in the middle of the night, waking up to find herself sprawled on the floor with no idea how she got there. Objects in her room would fly off the shelves, and her clothes would be torn from the wardrobe and scattered across the floor. The fear in the house was palpable. The Pritchards were no longer just dealing with strange noises and cold spots. They were facing a violent, malevolent force that seemed intent on causing harm. It wasn't long before the family began to see the entity responsible for the terror they were enduring. A shadowy figure dressed in a long, hooded robe would appear in the corners of rooms, watching them from the darkness. The figure was always just out of focus, its face hidden beneath the hood, but its presence was unmistakable. The family came to know this figure as the Black Monk, a name that would become synonymous with the haunting of 30 East Drive. Local historians would later suggest that the Black Monk may have been tied to the area's dark past. In the 16th century, during the English Reformation, monks in nearby Pontefract were persecuted and executed. One particular legend told of a monk who had committed terrible crimes, a man of the cloth who had been hanged for the rape and murder of a young girl. It was believed that this monk's restless spirit had somehow become attached to the land where the Pritchards' house now stood, his malevolence lingering long after his death. The haunting continued to escalate. Diane, in particular, seemed to be the focus of the entity's wrath. On one occasion, she was found unconscious, with deep scratch marks running down her back. Her family, terrified for her safety, considered leaving the house, but they were unsure where to go. Everywhere they turned, the Black Monk seemed to follow, watching from the shadows, waiting for the next moment to strike. Desperate for help, the Pritchards called in paranormal investigators, including Maurice Gross, who had previously investigated the Enfield poltergeist case. The investigators documented a range of phenomena: objects moving on their own, doors slamming shut with incredible force, and the chilling appearance of the Black Monk. Psychic mediums who visited the house claimed that the spirit was indeed a monk, one who had been drawn to the family because of Diane's vulnerability. They suggested that the poltergeist was feeding off the fear and tension in the household, growing stronger with each passing day. Several attempts were made to exorcise the house, but each attempt seemed to provoke the entity further. After every exorcism, the activity would intensify. Furniture would be thrown across rooms, walls would shake, and Diane would suffer even more violent attacks. It was clear that the Black Monk had no intention of leaving, and the family's options were running out. One of the most terrifying incidents occurred when the family was gathered in the kitchen. Without warning, the air around them became thick and oppressive, and a foul odor filled the room. Suddenly, a series of loud bangs echoed through the house, as if someone was hammering on the walls with all their strength. The temperature dropped, and then, in the middle of the kitchen, the Black Monk appeared, standing motionless in the doorway, his hooded face turned toward Diane. The family could only watch in horror as the figure dissolved into thin air, leaving behind a sense of dread so intense that it was almost unbearable. Unable to endure the constant fear and violence, the Pritchards finally decided to leave the house. They packed their belongings and moved away, hoping that distance would free them from the entity that had haunted their lives for so long. But even after they left, the house at 30 East Drive remained a hotbed of paranormal activity. Later, tenants would report similar experiences: unexplained noises, objects moving on their own, and sightings of the shadowy Black Monk. The house became a point of interest for paranormal enthusiasts, and ghost hunters from all over the world would visit, hoping to capture evidence of the poltergeist's presence. Despite the ongoing reports of paranormal activity, skeptics have continued to question the validity of the Black Monk haunting. Some argue that the events at 30 East Drive could have been the result of psychological factors, mass hysteria, or even deliberate hoaxes. They point out that no scientific evidence was ever produced to prove the existence of the Black Monk, and that many of the phenomena could be explained by natural causes. But for the Pritchard family and for those who experienced the terror of the house firsthand, there is no doubt that something malevolent resides within its walls. The Black Monk of Pontefract remains one of the most notorious poltergeist cases in history, a haunting that defies explanation and continues to capture the imagination of those who hear its story. Whether the entity was truly the spirit of a vengeful monk or something else entirely, its presence left a lasting mark on the Pritchard family and all who came into contact with it. To this day, the house at 30 East Drive stands as a reminder that there are forces in this world that we may never fully understand. Forces that lurk in the shadows, waiting for the moment to strike.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.